Then he returned to the awning, where Ardita had again seated herself, and resumed her attention to the lemon. "I am going ashore," he said slowly. "I will be out again at 9 o'clock to-night. When I return, we start back to New York, whither I shall turn you over to your aunt for the rest of your natural, or rather unnatural, life." He paused and looked at her, and then, all at once, something in the utter childishness of her beauty seemed to puncture his anger like an inflated tire, and render him helpless, uncertain, utterly fatuous. "Ardita," he said not unkindly, "I'm no fool. I've been round. I know men. And, child, confirmed libertines don't reform until they're tired. And then they're not themselves. They're husks of themselves." He looked at her as if expecting agreement, but receiving no sight or sound of it, he continued. "Perhaps the man loves you. That's possible. He's loved many women, and he'll love many more. Less than a month ago, 1 month, Ardita, he was involved in a notorious affair with that red-haired woman, Mimi Merrill, promised to give her the diamond bracelet that the Tsar of Russia gave his mother. You know, you read the papers." "Thrilling scandals by an anxious uncle," yawned Ardita. "Have it filmed. Wicked clubman making eyes at virtuous flapper. Virtuous flapper conclusively vamped by his lurid past. Plans to meet him at Palm Beach, foiled by anxious uncle. Will you tell me why the devil you want to marry him?" "I'm sure I couldn't say," said Ardita shortly. "Maybe it's because he's the only man, good or bad, with an imagination and the courage of his convictions. Maybe it's to get away from the young fools that spend their vacuous hours pursuing me around the country. But as for the famous Russian bracelet, you can set your mind at rest on that score. He's going to give it to me at Palm Beach, if you'll show a little intelligence." "How about the red-haired woman?" "He hasn't seen her for 6 months," she said angrily. "Don't you suppose I have enough pride to see to that? Don't you know by this time that I can do any darn thing with any darn man I want to?" She put her chin in the air like the statue of France aroused, and then spoiled the pose somewhat by raising the lemon for action. "Is it the Russian bracelet that fascinates you?" "No, I'm merely trying to give you the sort of argument that would appeal to your intelligence. And I wish you'd go away," she said, her temper rising again. "You know I never change my mind. You've been boring me for 3 days until I'm about to go crazy. I won't go ashore. Won't. Do you hear? Won't.